بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عروة عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها كانت تقول والله يا ابن أختي إن كنا ننظر إلى الهلال ثم الهلال ثم الهلال ثلاثة أهلة في شهرين وما أوقد في أبيات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نار قلت يا خالة فما كان يعيشكم قالت الأسودان التمر والماء إلا أنه قد كان لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جيران من الأنصار وكانت لهم منائح وكانوا يرسلون إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ألبانها فيسقينا متفق عليه. حضرت عروة, the nephew of Sayyidina Aisha رضي الله عنها, narrates that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله عنها used to say, by Allah, my nephew, we used to see the crescent, then the next crescent, and then the next crescent, three crescents in 2 months. In other words, two consecutive months without a fire being lit in the houses of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned for 2 months, there was hardly any food. The food, there was no fire that was being lit to warm up any food. So I asked, oh my aunt, what did you live on? فَمَا كَانَ يُعِيشُكُمْ. How did you survive then? So she said, the two black things, that aswadan, referring to dates and water. However, Rasulullah had some neighbors from the Ansar who had milk providing animals, and they used to send some of their milk to Rasulullah and he would give it to us to drink. So imagine from this hadith we can understand that the fire was not being lit in the house of Rasulullah, and he had a few homes, we call few wives. So none of his family had sufficient food even that could be cooked. As far as water is referred to as a black thing here in this hadith, because although it is colorless, because it is grouped with dates. In Arabic, sometimes we say Shamsain, referring to the sun and the moon, whereas the Arabic word for sun is Shams, and the word for moon is Qamar. But because they are put together in one group, we say Shamsain, same thing like Qamarain. So in here, this particular thing, Al-Aswadan, refers to dates and water. So we understand from this hadith again, like we mentioned yesterday, that Rasulullah opted to live this simple life. This made him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life of poverty makes a person make sabr, and then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it is permissible for a person to relate some of his circumstances to others regarding his household. For example, in this case, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned the condition that they lived in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a simple, and they had hardly any food to eat. Wa Nabi Sa'id al-Maqburi radiallahu ta'ala an Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu annahu marra biqawmin bayna aydihim shatun masliya. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala once passed by some people who had a roasted sheep, shatun masliya. Fada'uhu, they invited him to come and join them to partake of that meal. فَأَبَىٰ أَن يَأْكُلَ سَيْدِنَا أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ refused. And what did he say? وَقَالَ خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَشْبَعْ مِنْ خُبْزِ الشَّعِيرِ. رواه البخاري. He says, how can I eat this roasted sheep when my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he departed from this world and he was not satiated and filled with even bread made of barley or wheat. Again, Rasulullah Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, recalls the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his leader, his messenger, his role model. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam impelled him also to emulate this beautiful and sterling example of living in this world with such zuhud and asceticism and showing indifference to this world and preparing for the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, to try and live a simple life and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.